Let's begin by taking three deep cleansing breaths in. Breathe in and out. Deeply in and out. Once again, deeply in, and this time slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we each decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in, and this time as you exhale, relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. And let us prepare ourselves for communion with Spirit. Holy Spirit, we are grateful this morning to be here, to worship, and to learn. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your guidance. We are each worthy of being blessed and of being a blessing. Right now, in this moment, I realize that you are with all of us. We know the truth about ourselves. We are your children. And any thoughts or feelings of unworthiness are washed away in your presence. We love you, God, although we may wonder sometimes how we could possibly be worthy of your love. We embrace it with such gratitude that we discover how to love ourselves. We understand that what we love about ourselves is the pure, compassionate essence of life and love that you are within our souls. And we are so grateful. We live our lives in celebration of your presence within us and all around us, and we do feel worthy. Out of this awareness, a new, more confidence in ourselves comes about, and we dedicate ourselves to become more of a blessing in our world. And with these thoughts in mind, join me now on that sacred journey to the secret place of the Most High, a place in consciousness that we can go to at any moment. So we make our way towards that door. And as we reach the door, we remember that to be able to enter, we must become empty, so we may receive the blessings and the gifts of God in abundance. So whatever baggage you may be carrying, whether it is mental, emotional, or even physical, and it is no longer serving you, just let it fall away. And when we feel ready, we will walk through that door and we will take a seat. And as we sit in the presence of the Holy Spirit, we feel whatever burdens lifted from us, whatever doubts and worries that we may be carrying are moved away. And that white light of Spirit is shining over and through us and out into our world. Use the next few moments as communion to pray and receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers this morning and you've answered them as you always do. We are worthy of being blessed and of being a blessing in this world. We give thanks for all the blessings that we are receiving and that we will continue to receive in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.